I wanted to be part of an institution, first of all, where people value personal relationships, and second of all, where they want to be the best of their type. It's a master's comprehensive university, and they want to be best of class, and they want to be first choice for the students who come there. And there are a lot of students for whom Eastern is a first choice because of the quality of the programs, because of family histories, and all those sorts of factors. But when you've got people who have a can-do attitude, they care about each other, and they want to be the best, that's a pretty powerful combination. And I felt like through the search process, we found that our values lined up. So we've come to the point where they wanted me to be the president, and I was happy to accept. And so I'm going to be on the job July 1st.
I know you'd indicated you wanted to take some time in your final months there to take vacation and tour the campus up here. What did you see? Things that obviously appealed to you, but there are probably some challenges before you as well that you're ready to roll up your sleeves and go after.
Well, the challenges at any university are similar in many respects, in terms of, certainly for public institutions, and in terms of higher education funding from the state, you know, working on that. Many more public institutions now have tuition-setting authority, and I know that's the case there in Illinois. We do have in Illinois, the truth in tuition. That may not be exactly what it's called, but when you pay the same tuition for 4 years once you enter as a freshman. And so making sure that you're providing the quality of education that the people of the state deserve within the resources available. And then, of course, the president has to be working on raising money from other sources, you know, alumni and friends of the university. The faculty of the university are, of course, instrumental in getting grants and contracts and those sorts of things. So I think that also for universities that have been around as long as Eastern Illinois University, you have to make sure that your physical plant is being paid attention to in terms of deferred maintenance and those kind of issues. And I know that, but there's been a lot of progress made recently at Eastern Illinois and in all of these areas, and that's due to a really strong team working together and to the current president and his leadership.
What have you seen as far as the funding formula with regard to state dollars? Have you had a chance to look at how you'll have to lobby on Eastern's behalf?
Well, I think that always, the president of the university has to stand four square behind the highest quality education for the students. We've got to be the best we can be in that regard. And so all of our efforts in terms of working with the legislature and others has to focus on how we are using the resources to benefit the education of the students, to build the quality of the faculty, to build the quality of that interaction between students and faculty. That's first and foremost. And it does require resources. And I think also in Illinois, it's my understanding that the presidents of the different universities do meet. They talk with each other, and so we're united in common cause. At the same time, of course, we're going to be advocates for the unique needs of our own institutions. So although I'm familiar with the way things work in Texas in terms of the state capitol and the legislature and that sort of thing, surely Illinois is going to be different in some respects. But I think in the final analysis, what it comes down to is trust. I mean, sooner or later, when you're working with legislators and committees and so forth at the state level, you have to have built some trust so that when you bring the needs of your institution, they'll know that you're making an honest statement of those needs.